One of the hardest things that I've had to come to terms with, I think, having limited energy and still wanting to get my important work done, is that I need to say no a lot to people. And I find saying no very difficult, and I'm sure lots of other people do. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs from Sustainably Creative, and this is my 59th Audio Boo micro podcast, and the third I've recorded specifically to go with my new micro magazine, Getting Your Important Work Done. If you're listening to this and haven't come through a link from the micro magazine and would like to subscribe to the micro magazine, you can do so at my blog, which has got a new web address at the moment. The old one still works, but the new one is probably easier to remember. It's sustainablycreative.net, and there's a sign up box on the top right hand corner. So yes, do pop along and do sign up. So today, briefly, I'm just going to pour my tea out while I'm speaking. Today, briefly, I'd like to offer five ideas for ways of saying no when you have to. I want to just repeat that I'm far from perfect at doing this, but I do try, and I've been rereading a very good book. I always think it's good to read stuff to kind of reinforce ideas. And I've been reading a book by someone called Vera Pfeiffer, I think that's how her surname is pronounced, and it's called The Duty Trap. And I've got a tiny URL to get to it on Amazon if you want to have a look. It's tinyurl.com/ and then just Duty Trap, DutyTrap. And I think it's probably worth a read if you're interested in finding ways to say no. So yes, five kind of simple ideas to say no. Well, of course, the simplest and most direct is simply to say no. You can say no, I'm sorry, or no, I can't. Haven't got to offer an explanation. Of course, that's very difficult. I find that incredibly difficult. I know when people say that to me, it often feels quite hurtful. But I'm kind of learning to respect other people who need to say no. So probably the best way to say no in your arsenal is to say no. It's kind of the most honest, I think. However, if that's difficult, and I quite accept I can't you can't that it is at the moment, that it can be very difficult to say that, there are four other kind of gentler ideas that I've got here. The first, which actually is probably quite a sensible one, and I do use quite a lot when I'm being offered work or asked to do something, is to say, "Can I get back to you tomorrow or within a certain time frame?" And that gives you a little bit of time to think about it, a little bit of time to kind of work out whether it really does fit in with what you need to be doing, or if it doesn't, whether you can spare the energy to do it, and then you can get back to the person. So yes, I always think that's quite a good idea, and that's one I do use quite a lot. So you just say, "Sorry, can I?" Oh no, you don't need to say sorry. You just say, it's quite reasonable to say, "Can I get back to you about that tomorrow, or within a certain specific amount of time?" A second idea is to say quite simply that you're busy with something else right now. And again, can you get back to the person within X amount of time? Or you can even leave it more open-ended than that and just say you're busy with something else at the moment. Again, not always easy, but probably quite honest. So one worth remembering. I'm in the middle of something right now. Can I get back to you soon? The third idea feels a little, I don't know, perhaps it's a little less honest, but perhaps is gentler. It's interesting, isn't it, that gentler sometimes is less honest. I wonder why that is. And that's to simply say, I'd very much like to help you out. I like the idea, but just at the moment, I can't. Now that's okay, isn't it? You can add to that that you might be able to do something in a month or 2 months, or even a week, or even in a few days. But the important thing again is to prioritise what you're doing right now. And the final idea is to, again, it feels a little bit more honest, but perhaps it's a little bit harsher, to explain that you've got other priorities at the moment, you're very sorry, but you need to conserve your own energy and get on with what's important for you. And that again is something that I do use quite a lot, and again sometimes feels rather harsh. I'm only out of time, so I shall have to stop now. But I hope that's useful, and I'll be back with more very soon. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.